Podcast Ranger.
All right, so then I took Bison King and I shoved it up Gar's ass, and... Oh, are we recording now?
Yeah, and now everyone knows why Gar's not here, because he's in the hospital.
Extreme ass trauma?
Yes.
Hey, that's my job.
Oh.
Well, you
said... Well, he said he was horny, so Bison King has horns, so thought I'd help him.
And you know what the worst thing is? I'm disappointed in you, Sal. You, Lane, did your duty.
Duty.
Trauma inducer.
Lightry.
Trauma inducer. Pink castic lightry.
Anyways, we might as well start. Welcome to the next episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Bim 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 bim.
You mean the current episode?
Sure.
The next episode is the next episode.
But when will
learn
it
English?
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
No. It's almost like I'm improvising this.
This week's episode, we are honored by our editor.
Yes, Mr. Goldcaster is finally on stage. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Goldcaster. I'm French.
You, Frank.
So what, everything you're going to be saying is going to sound like this? Eh, baguette and croissant. Croissant
de baguette.
You should just, like, speak in French the entire fucking episode.
See, I was gonna avoid the being racist, but now that we're already deep in...
Anthony, what are your thoughts on this recent news story? Oh, well...
Mon dieu.
C'est tout à l'heure!
Just now that we're already this deep in... How many battles against the forces of evil have you surrendered?
I'm not that kind of French.
Good to know.
Oh, you're French-Canadian?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
He is from Montreal.
So how much pea soup did you eat today?
Oh, like at least 12 bowls, okay. At least.
Okay. Legit.
13's waiting for me after the show.
Exactly.
No, I've been to Montreal. Cool city.
Best strip clubs in the world.
Yeah.
I went to an art museum there once in the 7th grade.
I think what I did was better.
All right, let's do some news.
Okay, first one is kind of a downer.
Yeah.
A while ago, what? I think about a year ago, there was a story about Ricardo Medina Jr., a.k.a. the actor who played Cole, Wild Force Red, as well as Decker, a.k.a. Fujizo from Shinkenger Samurai, was arrested for murdering his roommate. And apparently, that case was thrown out because of lack of evidence, but because there's no statute of limitation on murder, they've decided that his defense of it being in defense was not... sufficient, so that he's apparently been rearrested.
It's called self-defense.
Self-defense.
Yeah, I don't know. If they're bringing it up now, they might have something new against that, so...
Well, looking at the article, apparently the L.A. District Attorney charged him because they believe... because Sutter's family, the family of the roommate, believes that the evidence presented to back up his self-defense story was not sufficient. So, yeah, it looks like Power Rangers wasn't the only thing he got called back for.
Ooh.
So.
I'm sorry.
So, if he's innocent, hopefully he'll be acquitted of all charges. If he's guilty, let justice be served.
Why do I feel like in his court case, like, when he stands to, like, make a, you know...
No,
like he's
talks,
not
going to
henchin in the fucking court. No. He's just going to make a speech
about
in Wild Force.
About defending the Earth.
I may not have my sword. I may not have my powers.
As long as it...
Then he just whips out Uramasa.
Actually, no. I just thought of something. That's what his lawyer should tell him to do if all looks like it's going to go shit side up.
Yeah.
Because then he can plead insanity. That's what he's got to do.
He thought... his roommate was a monster.
So when he asks for it, when he asks for his one phone call, is he going to ask for his morpher? Is that it?
The picture we're looking at in the article is him on the Wild Force phone.
No. He just picks up the phone. Wild Access!
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then someone will
terrible.
Give him some Wild Access.
At least we know that he stabbed his roommate with a Conan the Barbarian sword replica and not like
Deckard's
sword.
Did I ever tell you what my whole thing with that was?
That'd be fucked
like,
up.
The made up story I did when I heard about this for the first time.
Chances are you talked about it on the show when that came
out.
Go on.
Okay, so what I said was like, if like it turns out that it wasn't self defense and his roommate was on like a crazy rampage, I'm just picturing him like running into his room looking for anything he can defend himself with. And, like, the sword is in his, like, in his closet or something. And he just has a flashback because it's a Conan sword to him as a child on a mountain with his father. And his father says, "In this world, you cannot trust man nor beast, but this," pulls out a sword. "This you can trust.
But only for Rug."
Just like, I remember, father. Yeah!
We're fucking terrible.
I know, right?
Anyways, all in the end, all the best to him. I hope that, you know, he does get acquitted of the charges, but if not, then...
Either way, may the power protect him.
There's other ways of selling, you know, arguments and stuff than, you know, a sword.
Not my experience.
At least in this day and age, you think we'd be more civil.
Anyways, let's move on. So,
after all that,
this saddens me.
The Ninja adaptation has been confirmed.
Fuck you, Saban.
Saban, you did the right choice by not doing Tokyuger.
First off, let's talk about how they're skipping Tokyuger. Here's the thing. The obvious reason is because trains are not as much of a cultural symbol in Japan.
I was going to say.
So, excuse me. So, I kind of understand why they would skip trains and go to ninjas. But I feel like they could have turned it into a very funny show. Because, look, Tokyuger overall was not great, but it had its moments. Anything involving Akira was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that's the thing.
Agreed.
It's not... That's the thing. I've noticed that Power Rangers, I think they realized that by doing so much like the Sentai, they're alienating fans. That's why, like, Dino Charge isn't so much.
Here's
like
the thing. We talked about this before, how the fact that they stick close to the Sentai or further away from the Sentai doesn't always impact how good a show is. I mean, look at RPM.
It was
amazing because it was not the Sentai.
That's what I was about to say. I think they... Like, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, while Samurai made money, wasn't so critically well done, Megaforce just went balls up on everything.
That's because... No, but those are perfect examples, because Megaforce was terrible because it was a terribly written show. It had nothing to do with the fact with how close or far it was from the Sentai. But the opposite is also kind of true, because Samurai was terrible because... It was too close to the Sentai, but that was because Samurai, or Shinkenger, is inherently Japanese, so having that for an American audience doesn't fit in the same niche, you know what I mean? So there's kind of cases for all sides of this argument, which means whether it's close or not to the Sentai doesn't really matter. And speaking of it not being close to the Sentai, let's look at the actual plot of... Power Rangers Ninja Steel
is an awesome name, let's be honest.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. One of the reasons why I'm sad they're not adapting Tokyuger to Power Rangers is because I would have liked an awesome, like, proper figure toy line of Tokyuger figures and stuff.
So you're just pissed because there's no Tokyuger figures. It has nothing to do with Tokyuger not
being
adapted.
No, but I think as it being about, like, you know, children being a team of Sentai, I think it would have been cool and it would have, you know, played along with the children. But,
yeah,
well, okay, I understand,
you know,
that trains aren't as popular as ninjas, so...
No, but, like, here's...
You actually make a good point about the connection to children.
No. But that's the thing. I've heard this 100 times, and I will attest to this myself... I don't want to see kids as stand-ins, okay? Even if they'll obviously become actual teenagers in huge air quotations, but, like, at the end of the day, that was something that... I didn't mind... what was his name? I didn't mind Justin so much, but he was far from my favorite. I hate that in any show as a child, where, like, they tried to introduce a kid character as, like, oh, here's your avatar. No, fuck off. I want the actual superheroes.
But if there's one thing I am happy about Ninja Steel is that I'm going to get a Star Ninja figure, which makes me happy. And also, like, okay, well, first, let Ichi describe what the plot is. I thought.
Saban's Power Rangers Ninja Steel starts deep in space, where Zircon is the reigning champion of the most popular intergalactic game show in the universe!
Well, this is very different.
And monsters battle to prove who is the mightiest warrior! Zircon is determined to become invincible by controlling the mythical spirit crystal, which contains 6 supernatural ninja power throwing stars.
Oh dear.
At least they're acknowledging the 6th ranger right off the bat. The only thing standing in his way is a new team of heroic teenage Power Rangers, also in air quotes, who possess the spirit crystal. The evil Zircon sends his warrior contestants down to Earth to steal the crystal, which means every episode of this show is going to be an episode of the Intergalactic Game Show.
This is so original.
Interesting.
Where each epic battle is broadcast throughout the universe. Together, the Rangers must master their arsenal of throwing stars, zords, and megazords, each made of legendary ninja steel, in order to stop this evil threat and save our planet
ninja
from destruction.
Ninja steel? Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. Wow. I am actually very excited to see this.
No, this does sound very interesting. And I said this to like Gar today, but I would be really cool, especially because Star Ninja, his theme is he's a cowboy. So I think that Star Ninja in Ninja Steel, he should be like an intergalactic bounty hunter or something. Like, still keep, the, you know, to go with the cowboy motif.
They could do that, yeah.
Because he'd be a space cowboy or something. Like,
I could see them doing that.
Especially, too, considering, you know, Star.
Yeah.
Also, that means I hope that...
Yeah, they'll just call him the Star Ranger.
There's a slight chance they're not probably not going to, because I'm staring at it right now, but I kind of hope that they just adapt the Ninja Star Burger over here.
Again, Lane, I hope they don't for reasons of it's stupid, but I really don't think they will, again, because they don't want to promote unhealthy...
All I know is the Happy Meal toys are going to be amazing.
No, you know what else Star Ninja could be? A space sheriff.
Uchukima!
Uchukiji!
Anyways, this does sound interesting, so we'll see what happens in 2017.
Yeah, it's airing in 2017, and it also confirms that Saban Brand's partnership with Nickelodeon has been renewed to 2018.
You think they would have announced that first?
But most likely,
it's a byproduct.
But most likely by Power Morphicon in August, we'll get to see the first trailer. So
yeah, I'm excited.
Yay!
All right, moving on to another ninja related story. This was actually reported a week or two ago, but I avoided it. But now we actually have confirmation on who it is. So there are 2 more Aka Ninjas.
Oh no!
Can you guess who they are? That's right, it's Daddy Ninja and Grandpa.
Yep.
They're so tiny.
Which means... yeah, they are. They're short compared to them. But yeah, that's fine. So, which means... confirmed that Daddy Ninja is getting back into the action, which is amazing.
Yeah, which probably means that they get his Nintality back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's safe to say.
Safe to say they kill Kidemon.
Gar made also a really cool point, is that Yoshitaka is now the oldest... Sentai Ranger.
At the age of 67.
Yep.
What about,
The previous record holder was Kyoryu Silver, who was 62.
Wait, oh, how old was Buddy in the Tokyuger movie, the purple?
Apparently not as old as them.
Huh. Oh, you mean Conductor?
Yes.
Oh, no,
he's talking about... Are you talking about Tokyu Purple or Kyoryu Purple?
Trains. Whole shade?
Okay, oh, yeah, so Conductor, I don't know.
Conductor, yeah.
He looks in his mid-40s.
Yeah. He's really? Definitely not as old as Grandpa.
Well, no, I just didn't know he was only, like...
I'll look up Dr. Olshay.
But the interesting thing is, so Tsumuji, as the second Aka Ninja, has, like, a silver version of the sash where it's normally black. And then Yoshitaka, his sash is gold and black, and instead of the shuriken emblem, has the word Nintality written on it.
I thought Yoshitaka was the one on the right.
Nope, he's the one with the gold sash.
Because I just feel like... I feel like Takahiro's dad would do the thumbs up more.
Well, think about it. He's gold, and daddy is silver, as in like gold and silver in terms of like
that's
levels.
True. Very, very true.
It's actually
something I want to note. I noticed about this picture is that Takahiro and his dad are the only two holding swords, versus Grandpa not holding anything and having a different sash. Does he transform through just sheer mentality?
Possibly. But apparently this this debut will happen on episode 45, which will be airing on January 24th. So very, very close. I'm excited. Moving on to our next story. The actress who plays Momo Ninja, whose name is actually Kasumi, Kasumi Yamaya, is apparently going to be releasing a photo book called Baby's Breath.
Oh.
So anyone who likes Light Red Ninja can get a photo book of her. Costs 2,800 yen and it will be released in February.
Baby Breath, what the fuck?
I don't know.
It sounds like something a witch would use in one
Baby's Breath and Eye of Newt! I don't know. It's a dry news week. Bear with me. Somewhat related to our first story, Power Rangers Wild Force complete series DVD has been announced.
Cool. Oh, Garo will be shitting his pants over that.
It's great timing.
Our good buddies at Shout Factory have opened up pre-orders.
Oh, Shout.
Contains all 40 episodes on 5 discs, including the 2-part Time Force crossover and Forever Red.
Oh, look, for once, like, the cover isn't them unmorphed or something.
Yeah, the complete series DVD will be releasing on April 12th. Normal price will be $19.97, but if you pre-order it, you can get it for $16.97. For a whole series, it's fucking good price.
I think as they realize, people can just go on Netflix.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Yeah. This is just for people who want to own it in a box on their shelf.
Yup.
Step one, cut a hole in the box.
No.
Step two, put Power Rangers in the box.
No.
Step three,
profit.
Make her open the box.
No,
step four, she leaves you because you gave her Power Rangers.
Unless she's into that kind of shit.
Alright. This next story was very interesting to discover.
What the fuck is that?
So,
ugly as shit, that's why.
It's common Sentai knowledge that Jack is the quote-unquote second Super Sentai series.
Or is it?
Apparently not. Prior to Jack, Toei recognized a series called Ninja Captor as the second Super Sentai series.
Oh, dear.
This series aired April 7th, 1976 to January 26th, 1977, and Jack aired days later. Apparently this was some other Sentai we haven't heard about. Looking at this article we're reading, apparently it is about a character named Daisuke Izumo who passes through the Wind Demon Stealth Army aiming for Japanese conquest, who becomes the leader of a team of ninjas called Captors.
Okay. That's weird.
Are they on a mystic adventure?
I don't know. Looks like it. Apparently, like, the names of, like, the rangers in this team are Fire Stealth Captor 7, which is the red one, Wind Stealth Captor 6, which is green, Gold Stealth Captor 5, who's the yellow one, Ground Stealth Captor 4, who's brown, Flower Stealth Captor 3, the pink one, big surprise, Water Stealth Captor 2, who's blue, and Thunder Stealth Captor 1, orange, which means we technically had an orange ranger back this far.
And a brown one.
Yeah, and a brown one.
This kind of, well, if this is true, this kind of rewrites history a little.
Well, remember, if
I feel like this is a Kamen Rider Sango moment.
Well, in Battle Fever J, the Cossack Ranger was orange.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently, this was discovered because Ninja Captor was mentioned in a Bioman guidebook back in 1984, along with Go Ranger and Jack. Apparently, the reason this was not counted up until now is because Ninja Captor was actually produced by a different set of staff. Yeah.
That's interesting.
This is actually groundbreaking.
Yeah. Go up to the picture again. See? They actually look kind of... I like how, like, how stylized their helmets are. They all have, like, their elements.
I actually really like it.
Look at the lightning one in the back.
Yeah.
I don't really.
I hope you're watching the video version, because these are some interesting suits.
For the 70s lane.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It actually does.
It really does.
I know.
But,
yeah, you like the Ninja Burger. You don't get to...
Fuck off.
Apparently, this series is available for purchase on DVD.
Neat.
Yeah, it's a 4-volume DVD set. This is really interesting.
Okay, read up more on it later.
Ninja Captor. The Sentai Time Forgot and Then Remembered.
Lost Super Sentai.
Yeah. The article we're reading is actually called Ninja Captor, the Lost Super Sentai.
Oh my god, look at the one in the middle. Look at the fat one.
Yeah, that's really
it's
cool.
The brown guy?
Yeah, the brown one.
Go Ranger. Yellow Ranger was a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of big
Jet
yellows.
Man,
back in the day, they were just like, oh, we need people.
After Five is a direct parody of that trope.
Uh-huh.
And our last story of today, in toy news, the American version of the of Kyoryugen, the Dino Charge Megazord, apparently has released a green and black variant, which is really interesting. Apparently it's based off a green variant of Abareno from Abaranger. And it's been spotted in American toy stores.
Well, it's a Walmart exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, but I love that this is just Bandai's way of, oh, you want a black Stegosaurus and black Triceratops to go with your black T-Rex sword? You gotta buy the Megazord again.
Yeah. Which is, because now everyone's got black Kyoryugen.
But I kind of like the mint green. Yeah,
the green looks
cool.
Good on it, actually.
It's the shade of green that looks like it would glow in the dark.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
No, I like that. If I saw it, I might pick it up.
Apparently, this was, according to the article we're reading, this was first spotted at a Walmart store in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Oh, so you know it has chlamydia.
This is going to come to Canada for like 3 months. Woo!
No, guys, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We're never seeing this thing.
Damn it! To eBay! I don't care.
I just realized, yeah, like, what are the two colors you don't want your dick to turn? Green and black.
How about any color? If your dick's turning any other colors, that's still a problem.
I'm just glad they made the black black Kyoryugen more affordable here than in
I'm surprised
Japan.
They didn't. Didn't they not just package the two of them with the black Gabutira?
Nope.
That's stupid.
Well, no, and with the black Kyoryugen in Japan, yes. But,
yeah, I know.
But
knew
in
that.
America, no, the black T-Rex sword is a separate thing on its own.
That's,
and then you have to buy this to get the other two.
That's stupid!
That's,
you're stupid!
That's money making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is bad comedy.
Good marketing, though. Alright, and that's about it for news, unless anyone else has one. Oh, you wanted to mention the concept arts.
Oh, yeah. So if you go on the Kamen Rider Facebook page, like it's a fan-run page, they've been uploading like an album of like early concept art for different Rider series. So I think so far they have Kuga, Deno, and
Kabuto.
And a lot of them are actually really fucking interesting.
The fucking Kuga Ultimate Form prototype looks like Kiva Emperor.
Yeah.
Apparently that's where they drew some inspiration from for Kiva's Emperor form. Which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, glad they kept up the tradition of stealing forms from Kuga in that show.
And then for Kabuto, they have, like, they actually had, like, the bug-shaped, like, helmets. Like, they actually had the bugs shaped on
the,
their helmets.
The prototype Kabuto's eyes on the helmet looked like Deno.
Yeah. And then, like, I saw, like, Deno's original bike was that it was going to look like the sword form head.
Yeah.
On the front and stuff, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I would love for them to release, like, more concept art. That'd be really sweet.
Yep.
So, we'll
that were great. And that's about it for the news. So, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll hear you on... You will hear us on the podcast proper.
Okay, bye.
And if we could hear them, that would be weird.
I hear voices all the time.
Me too.